Tech with Jess.
In association with Viatel Technology Group, IT leaders breathe easy with Viatel Managed Cybersecurity. Viatel.com.
Now, Jess Kelly is with us to answer your tech questions, but also to tell us about an innovation in Florida.
Yeah, this is an interesting one. We know that big tech has been under huge pressure here in Europe and in other parts of the world. And in Florida now, they have introduced legislation that will come into law on the 1st of January next year, banning 14-year-olds from social media. And it's not just
14 and under.
14 and under, yeah, sorry. And it's not just, you know, in the terms and conditions that you can kind of get around. There's going to be an onus and a structure put in place whereby the platforms are liable if a 14-year-old or under is on the platform. So not only will the young person eventually be able to sue the platforms, but there will also be a hefty fine of $50,000 if they are found to be on the platform.
The kid who attempts to get on the platform and is allowed will be able to take legal action against them for allowing.
Against the platform if it happens. Now, this is something that on paper you think this is just black and white, a fantastic thing. Those aged 15 or 14 can get parental consent to be on the platforms. So if you, the parent, knowingly, willingly and approve of your child being on these platforms, you can do so. But it raises a whole host of questions around age verification online.
That's the tough one, isn't it?
It is massively problematic because the obvious way to verify your age is by scanning your ID. So that is your passport or your national identity card in the US or something like that. But what happens with the storing of that information? And what happens if those systems are compromised in some way, shape or form? It's also going to add a whole host of admin to the back end of these social media companies. And I'm not saying we take out a tiny violin and, you know, play an ode to them all, because this is something that has been allowed to go on for far too long. But I do think it is a huge issue. And we're also seeing this type of conversation happening around adult websites now as well. So a part of the Digital Services Act that came into play a little while ago, one of the proposals to protect young people online is that there will need to be some sort of age verification for adult websites.
Well, it's not beyond their ingenuity, I would imagine, to come up with something.
Yes,
but get to it, say I. Now, Jess, some of the questions coming in. Any info on Starlink? Is it worth the initial outlay? We're currently using 3 mobile broadband router, but the signal is poor. Intermittent weather wreaks havoc on streaming or gaming. Is Starlink any better? Not due to get fibre for at least another 18 months.
Oh, that's a tough one. Yeah, I know quite a few people who have Starlink. I think our colleague Jonathan Healy used it down in Cork and was very impressed by it. It is a little bit pricey. It does completely depend on where in the country you are and the type of service that you can get. The map that I always refer to is comreg.ie. If you go to that website, go to the coverage map and pop in your details, your air code, you'll get a comprehensive breakdown in terms of what service providers will offer you.
Have you ever used it, by the way? Is it
no,
quick?
No, I've never used it. But again, everyone that I've spoken to who has used it has been incredibly impressed.
Can you recommend a smartwatch for around €100 for my 12-year-old? We don't want to give him a phone just yet. It would have to have GPS as he's calling for friends and he can be away for up to 2 hours. Would need for the watch to be able to make and receive calls and messages. The Apple Watch SE has been recommended, but it's a bit pricey and reading reviews, it seems a bit fragile, nothing too kiddie. So the kid has a phone of some kind.
Yeah, I don't...
Hang on. We don't want to give him a phone.
Yeah, that's the troublesome bit. And also the Apple Watch SE wouldn't do that for you as well, because you can't put a SIM card into a watch. So just to explain this for a quick second, if you want a watch to have connectivity and the ability to make and take calls without a phone, you need to put a SIM card into the watch. And there's only a certain number of watches that will allow that to happen. You can get kids-specific watches. There was one from Nickelodeon called the Nick Watch. I spoke to the founders of it a few months ago on Tech Talk. I need to look into this a little bit deeper, but I don't think you're going to find something that ticks all of those boxes, particularly for that price point.
And not for that price. Any ideas when the new Oppo F25 will be available to buy in Ireland?
Not yet, but I am waiting to get a date on it because it is one of the devices that I'm most excited about. Oppo is one of those incredible brands that's bubbling away under the surface, but their devices are always incredibly impressive.
Best Bluetooth home printer from Brenda in Wexford?
Oh, so if it's just for day-to-day printing, the HP Envy range is always great and indeed very affordable as well.
And another one here. You previously recommended the Honor 70 Lite as one of the best phones for approximately €200. Which phone would you now recommend for the same price point? I bought the 70 Lite and I'm very happy with it. Now going to do a slight upgrade and pass my phone onto my son. That's from Dara.
There are plenty of good ones out there. Nokia is always a great brand for the lower end phones. You can also get some of the Samsung. I think it's the J range from Samsung that is more affordable. But I would probably go for Nokia. The Nokia ones, the model numbers are all kind of jumbled in my brain. But look for Nokia within your price point and you'll definitely get a good device.
You mightn't be able to answer this. Nathan Murphy was talking on The Hard Shoulder about an app about sports equipment. Would you know what it is and where to get it?
It's called Box Up.
Box Up?
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, there you go. Could Jess recommend the password app again to record passwords? I've forgotten the one she mentioned.
So there's quite a few. There's 1Pass. There, if you have an iPhone, you can use the keychain that's built into iPhone. If you use Google, you can associate it with your Gmail account. So all of your passwords are in one place and that will do the job for you.
How do I find my Google password? I have a Samsung A40 Android. I keep getting logged out and then obviously can't remember the Google password to get back in.
Okay, so you're going to, if you have it saved, as I just mentioned a second ago, to your Google thing, you can go to passwords.google.com and that'll bring up all of the saved passwords associated with your accounts. If, however, and you will, need the password to get into that and you can't remember
the
password, you need to reset your password, unfortunately.
So how do you go about doing that if you can't get into your Google account in order to change your password?
So what you do is if you just go to gmail.com and go to the login page, when you put in your email, underneath the password bar will be one for forgot password. So you just click on that, follow the steps, but please make sure you're signed into your Gmail somewhere on some device to be able to click on the link to verify it's you and then reset the password.
Okay.
It's not as straightforward. It's not straightforward.
Because you've got to be in Gmail in order to get the email.
Yeah.
Just reset.
So if you're logged into your Gmail on your phone, right? So let's just say you have the app on your device. Leave that alone. Then go on to a separate device and log into Gmail there. Then go to the login page, hit forgot password, follow the steps, but you will need to be logged in somewhere to verify.
So if you've only one device and you're locked out, you're bunched.
A little bit, Joe, unfortunately.
Jess Kelly, thank you very much for joining us.
Hi, Jess Kelly here. If you want more tech news, reviews and insights, make sure you subscribe to the Tech Talk podcast or tune in every Saturday at 5 p.m.